While in Moscow, the appeal evoked a lukewarm reaction. In Prague, it caused a veritable storm. Lower House Deputy Chairman Lubomir Zaoralek of the opposition Social Democrats said that without Czech consent, the US offer to Moscow was a breach of Czech sovereignty.
It's simply not acceptable for any country to negotiate with another country about deploying soldiers, be they Turkish, Chinese or Russian, on the territory of a sovereign state.
Mr. Zaoralek demanded to know whether the Czech government knew beforehand of the US proposal, and if so, why it had not informed the lower house about it. Under fire, Prime Minister Topolánek said that the opposition was blowing the matter out of proportion. Nothing had been settled, he said, and nothing would be done without Czech consent. Despite the Prime Minister's assurances, the manner in which this news broke has thrown a spanner in the government's efforts to win support for the US radar base. It is grist to the mill of the opposition Social Democrats and Communists who were against the radar from the start. And even some members of the coalition government who originally supported the radar base said they might vote against it if it involved having a Russian military presence in the Czech Republic, no matter how small. Washington's efforts to overcome Russian hostility to its missile defense program have ruffled a lot of feathers in Prague, and political analyst Jiří Pehe says that if the two countries decide to go ahead with a plan, the Czech government will have to make an embarrassing about turn.
If the Americans and the Russians decide that this is a way to go, then the United States will put a lot of pressure on Czech politicians. And at that point, I think the government will have many problems. First, it will need to communicate this new situation to the public, and that will not be easy. And second, I think that the Czech government has, in a way, cornered itself by putting so much emphasis on bilateral negotiations with the United States on the issue of the American radar, and by insisting that Russia should have no part in influencing the Czech government's decision. Now, of course, politically, this is a very sensitive issue for the Czech government, because it would have to admit that under pressure from the United States, it had to totally reverse its policies and make Russia a part of the deal.
No matter how the situation develops, the Prime Minister will have to explain the government's position on this sensitive matter to the lower house next Tuesday, where opposition deputies are preparing to grill him on issues of foreign policy and national interests.
Now, after a great deal of legal to-ing and fro-ing, a march by neo-Nazis through Prague's historic Jewish quarter now looks set to go ahead on November 10th, the anniversary of the Kristallnacht pogrom of 1938. But there is some resistance. The Prague Town Hall has renewed its efforts to block the demonstration. The Jewish community is organizing a counter-event, and the Czech president, no less, has called for it to be stopped. Ruth Frankovar reports.
Some time ago, a known neo-Nazi named Erik Sedláček obtained a permit to hold a demonstration in Prague's Josefov Jewish quarter, ostensibly against the war in Iraq. But when the Prague town hall realized who they were dealing with and that the date coincided with the 69th anniversary of Kristallnacht, they banned the march. However, due to procedural flaws, a Prague court twice upheld objections that such an injunction was unlawful. Many have been alarmed at the idea of such a march, among them the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who on Tuesday urged the Czech president Václav Klaus to prohibit it. Mr. Klaus subsequently condemned the demonstration strongly, saying it could not be tolerated under the pretext of freedom of speech and assembly. The president in turn called on the authorities to do all they could to block the far-right event. Now the Prague Town Hall has filed a complaint against the latest court decision overturning the town hall's ban. However, this move is unlikely to achieve anything, as the court to which it has appealed does not have the power to prevent the march. Meanwhile, Jewish community leaders have organized a prayer and memorial gathering to the victims of Kristallnacht for the same time, Saturday at 2 p.m., and place Maislova Street as the planned neo-Nazi march. A Prague town hall spokesman said talks were going on with the city's police. One approach could be for the police to immediately disperse the march as soon as it begins on public order grounds. But that solution would not prevent potential international embarrassment for the Czech capital. Many would prefer if things did not go that far. Moving on.